Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like you're constantly stuck in survival mode? Like you're just barely keeping your head above water, running on fumes, and beating yourself up for every little misstep? I get it, trust me, we've all been there. But today, we're flipping the script. We're talking about something truly powerful. Building self-compassion and self-forgiveness. Because let's face it, life is hard enough without adding a heaping dose of self-criticism to the mix. Think of self-compassion like that warm hug you give yourself after a long day, or that extra slice of cake when you really deserve it. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer a close friend going through a tough time. And let me tell you, practicing self-forgiveness? That's like hitting the reset button on your inner critic. It's about letting go of past mistakes, learning from them, and moving forward with grace and lightness. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate more self-compassion and forgiveness in your life. 1. Recognize your humanity. We all mess up. Seriously. It's part of being human. We're not perfect beings destined for flawlessness, and that's okay. Instead of berating yourself for those stumbles, remember that everyone makes mistakes. Embrace your imperfections, learn from them, and move on. 2. Talk to yourself like you'd talk to a friend. Would you yell at your best friend for making a mistake? Probably not. So why do we subject ourselves to such harsh self-talk? Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a friend in need. Offer words of encouragement, support, and understanding instead of criticism and negativity. 3. Practice mindfulness. Living in the present moment can be a game changer. When your mind starts spiraling into self-criticism or dwelling on past regrets, gently guide your attention back to your breath, your senses, and what's happening around you right now. Mindfulness helps create space between your thoughts and your emotions, allowing you to respond with more compassion rather than react impulsively. 4. Forgive yourself. Holding on to grudges, even against ourselves, can be incredibly draining. Remember that forgiveness isn't about condoning past actions, it's about releasing the bitterness and resentment they hold. It's about freeing yourself from the emotional burden of the past so you can move forward with lightness and clarity. 5. Celebrate your strengths. We often focus on our weaknesses and areas for improvement, but it's equally important to recognize and celebrate our strengths. What are you truly good at? What makes you unique? Make a list of your accomplishments, big and small, and acknowledge the amazing person you are. You know that feeling when you finally forgive yourself for something, and suddenly a weight lifts off your shoulders? That's the power of self-compassion and self-forgiveness in action. It's not about being perfect, it's about embracing your imperfections with kindness and understanding. Let me share a quick example. Imagine you're prepping for a big presentation, you know, the kind that gets your heart racing a little. You pour hours into crafting the perfect slides, practicing your delivery, only to stumble over your words during the actual presentation. It happens to the best of us. Instead of berating yourself and replaying every flub in your head, try this. Take a deep breath, acknowledge that you did your best with the time you had, and focus on what went well. Remember, self-compassion isn't about letting yourself off the hook. It's about creating a supportive inner environment that allows you to grow and learn. You deserve that kindness, that understanding, that love. So, here's your call to action. Commit to treating yourself with more compassion today. Start by noticing those negative self-talk patterns and gently redirect them towards kindness and encouragement. Remember, every small act of self-love and forgiveness is a step towards thriving. Keep it real, keep it kind, and I'll catch you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.